From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. Three brothers from Greenville are being celebrated as heroes for saving the life of a man trapped in a burning car. Peter Lacari, the fourth, and Nicholas Lacari, both 14, and their brother Dylan Lacari, 7, were honored by the Greenville Volunteer Fire Company on August 9th for their courage and life-saving actions following a crash on State Route 32 on August 7th. Four people were injured when a sedan and a minivan collided, and fire department officials said it could have turned fatal if not for the Lacaris. Clifton Powell, Jr., chair of the Greenville Fire District Board of Commissioners, said, and I quote, "Without them, it would have been a much different situation," end quote. Around 7:45 p.m., the boys were headed home for dinner from Southwestalo with their dad, Peter Lacari III, when they came upon the accident near the Albany County line. The crash had just happened, and first responders were not there yet on the scene. One of the vehicles was engulfed in flames, and the driver was pinned inside. The father ran to a nearby house in an effort to get water to put on the fire, but when they noticed he needed help, all three boys jumped out of the car and formed a bucket brigade. Powell said, and I quote, "They kept the fire from spreading into the driver's compartment," end quote. Greenville Fire Chief Kip Drolet said, and I quote, "If they didn't throw water on that car, the driver wouldn't have made it," end quote. Powell said he cannot remember a time locally when heroes as young as the Lacaris saved someone's life. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County Public Works Commissioner Jay Jarowski said the installation of a box culvert, slated to begin on August 22nd, will close County Route 18, also known as Fish and Game Road in Claverick, in the coming weeks. A box culvert is a reinforced concrete structure used in drainage and road work. Jarowski said the installation is part of a federally funded project. Although Fish and Game Road will be open for local traffic while the road work is happening, motorists will be prohibited from traveling through the work zone. The project requires an 8-mile detour for drivers. Orange detour signs, which are currently covered by black plastic, have been installed along the detour route. Jarowski said the area the box culvert will be installed is just west of Tishaw Road. The section of Fish and Game Road that will be closed to through traffic is located between 9H and Tishaw Road. Although work begins August 22nd, the box culvert is not scheduled to arrive at the scene before the first week in September. The project is expected to be completed by the end of September. Jarowski said construction crews are expected to be back at Fish and Game Road to install a second box culvert in 2023. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Harrison Guerrero is reporting for News10.com. Coming on the heels of the recent heat wave across the region, the Farmer's Almanac has released its winter weather forecast for 2022-23. According to the Almanac, and I quote, "significant shivers," end quote, are ahead for upstate New Yorkers, spelling out a colder winter than last year, but January is the worst-looking month this winter so far. According to the Almanac, the region should expect heavy rain and snow for the eastern two-thirds of the country, followed by one of the coldest Arctic air outbreaks in years from January 16th to 23rd. Lows hitting 40 degrees below zero are forecasted for the capital region. The Farmer's Almanac wrote, and I quote, "A cold December and a very cold January might make greeters in the northeast shake and shiver. But February will bring milder temperatures that should make winter seem more bearable," end quote. The publication's managing editor, Sandy Duncan, said there will be a good amount of snow to accompany those frigid temperatures in the northeast. Duncan said, and I quote, "We are saying it's going to be very cold. The outlook is calling for some unseasonably cold conditions and a lot of snow," end quote. Read more about this story at News10.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. You can visit our website for local weather updates, town meeting, the community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.